Keeping it going here on a Monday. I'm glad you had a good weekend. I had a great weekend. I'm not going to kid you. Had a great weekend. Really enjoyed it. By the way, I've got a lot going on today. Here is something special. This is a big deal, what I'm about to tell you. And I want you to listen to this and listen closely. Because we've got a brand new holiday giveaway for you from our good friends at Wolverine. It's the Pure Water Clean Air Holiday Giveaway. You can call it a Christmas giveaway. $4,500. A brand new reverse osmosis water treatment system. So you have pure drinking water at home. Plus, a clean air machine. We're going to tell you all about these pieces of equipment over the next few weeks. Because I want you to enter. It's $4,500 worth of gear. No charge if you win. All you have to do is go to stevegruber.com, click on the Wolverine Christmas giveaway button, and there it is. Go to that banner right there at stevegruber.com. And our friends at Wolverine, I'm telling you, this is the best package we've ever done with Wolverine. We've done some great packages. This is the best yet. The guys are just blowing me away. Michigan made, the number one water purity company since 1947. Go to stevegruber.com, click on the banner, and away you go. All right, so the president really enjoying the demise of al-Baghdadi. Said he was hunted down like a dog. In fact, I want you to hear this because the president sat and watched this in the Situation Room with the vice president and, you know, the Joint Chiefs and whoever else was in the room, the operational commanders and so forth. And there's always a huge risk when you go in one of these deals that, you know, something's going to go wrong. They had 8 helicopters come in. They breached a wall. There was a firefight. They're in there for a couple of hours. A total time, got everything they needed, and out they went. But it took an alliance, an unusual alliance, to make this possible because, as you know, all sorts of different factions fighting in Syria, near Turkey, all of this unrest, Assad's troops, Russian troops, Turkish, Kurds, they're all there. So how did they pull it off? Let the president explain in bite number 8. Bite 8, go.
Baghdadi was vicious and violent, and he died in a vicious and violent way as a coward running and crying. This raid was impeccable and could only have taken place with the acknowledgement and help of certain other nations and people. I want to thank the nations of Russia, Turkey, Syria, and Iraq. And I also want to thank the Syrian Kurds for certain support they were able to give us.
All of those folks made it possible. And then the president put a bow on it this way. Bite 9, go.
He died like a dog. He died like a coward. The world is now a much safer place. God bless America. Thank you.
I think that pretty well wraps it up for us. He died like a dog. He died like a coward. The end. The end. You know, in the reporting now is that Baghdadi was in Western Syria where he was ultimately killed in that compound by U.S. Special Forces. But he was reportedly in Western Syria working on a deal to partner up with some of the other terrorist cells that are in that end of the country. And so I guess the deal's off. The merger is over. There'll be no merger with al-Baghdadi, except they'll try to merge his parts back together to make sure it was him, which they did. Other than that, it is over, and his deal to merge with other terrorist organizations has come to an explosive end, to say the least. And so tip your hat to the American military for its incredible professionalism. Tip your hat to the president and this administration for having the courage to pull the trigger, if you will, when it's time to go after this. And the president said this has been building for a couple of weeks. But doing the right thing without hesitation and taking the head off the snake, at least for now. Will other snakes come up? Yes, they will. Other snakes will come up, but at this point in the conversation, Baghdadi is dead, and Donald Trump has pulled it off. And so good for him. The mainstream media may not give him the credit he deserves, but he deserves it. It takes courage to do that because you know you're putting American military personnel in harm's way. And don't forget, this is a guy that goes to Dover in the middle of the night to greet caskets. I don't remember that happening in the previous administration either. By the way, there's a new poll out. I want to share this with you. A new poll that I believe is much more accurate and possibly the most honest poll we've seen on the subject. The poll says that 52% of Americans see the impeachment efforts by the Democrats as nothing more than a political stunt. And 59% say it's a waste of time. I would have to agree with that. And some of the biggest numbers, calling it a stunt and a waste of time, being motivated simply for political reasons, coming out of the Midwest, coming out of Michigan right here, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, the people in the Midwest see this for what it is, a political stunt being put up by the Democrats, by Nancy Pelosi, who, by the way, is very upset today because she wasn't informed ahead of time of the raid or after Baghdadi was killed. And the reason being is, the president said, Washington leaks like a sieve. I can't tell anybody because we don't trust them not to leak that information. We don't trust them to keep their mouths shut to make sure that American military personnel are safe and not in harm's way. And that's a pretty damning indictment of the entire Washington, well, of the entire swamp, frankly, of the entire swamp. At any rate, 52% of Americans, but much larger margins here in the Midwest, believe that it's a political stunt. Yeah, there's no question. In the Midwest, 58% see it as a political stunt. 58%. Big number. All right. The reality tour, the no-fault reality tour, going to launch again here in just a few minutes. You don't want to miss this. Straight ahead on the Steve Gruber Show.